Hey guys, and welcome to the first official episode of the Soldier of God podcast. Today I'm joined by somebody very special, my wife Sheena.
Hey guys.
She's going to probably be on every one of these episodes with us, so get used to her, like I've had to learn to do. And if you listen to the intro, then you know what this is. It's a Bible-based podcast, so we're going to talk. That's what we're going to do. We're just going to talk, but we're going to dive into scripture. Or sometimes we might do a devotional. And we're going to let the Holy Spirit lead us. So, right now, we're going to invite God into this room with a word of prayer. Lord, thank you for this day. And thank you for this time. And thank you for this platform to be able to reach people to whom we can't reach in person or haven't reached in person yet. And God, I just ask that you be with me through this and be with my wife and let your word speak to whoever listens to this and just guide whoever needs to hear this to us. And we pray all this in your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So today, I've chosen to talk about the body of Christ. And what I have here is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. And if you would like to turn to that would be cool. But I got to move on. I don't know if you're there yet or not. So, okay, so in verse 12 it says, "Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews, Gentiles, slaves, free, and we were all given one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many." And we'll stop there. And I'll give a little input on that. I think that is a very awesome scripture. And if you are having trouble understanding what that means, I'll explain it in my way. And I'll let God explain it to you the way it is. So, if you go back, it says, "Whether Jew or Gentile, slave or free, we're all given the one Spirit to drink." So, to me, that says it doesn't matter about race. I know there's a lot going on in race right now. We're not going to dive into that. I'm not going to get political and share my political beliefs and things like that on here. So, but I don't even want to say race. I just want to say your ethnicity or what have you, whatever you want to call it. Because what we have here, he's saying, where the Jews, which were the chosen people by God, correct?
Right.
Okay. So, or Gentiles, which is the rest of us. Okay. So, we were separated from Jews and Gentiles.
Okay. Well, I want to say first, like when you're talking about Jews and Gentiles, Jews are the chosen people, but they were Gentiles before they were Jews. God looked at a man and he called him out from among the other people. He had to be sanctified, set apart. And then he gave him his will and his ways. And then he established the Jewish people.
That's right. So, whether you're white, black, brown, purple, Asian,
female,
yeah, male,
Baptist, Presbyterian,
that's right. We all have been called to form one body. So, think about your body. And I'll read the scripture here in a second, but in my words, think about your body. You need all of it to function properly in order for you to run smoothly. Yeah, you might break your leg, but you're not going to operate at 100% capacity with a broken leg.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of cool because like our pastor always says, you know, and if one piece of your body offends you, you're not going to cut that piece off and just move away from it and just get rid of it. Like if your nose is going to offend you, then you don't cut the nose off. You go figure out what is needed to fix the nose so that you can still function with it.
Right.
So
what she's saying, is like our pastor will say when he gets a cold, mm-hmm. his nose is offending him because it's not working correctly. But go ahead. I just want to clear that up.
Yes. So if someone within the body is offending you, another person or anything that's going on within the body is offending you, then we don't do away with those things or those people. Right. We figure out what we can do to help to solve the issue so that we can all continue to work together as one.
Correct. Okay, so let's move on to the next verse, and it's 15. Well, this is what we're talking about right here. So right here in verse 15, it says, "Now if the foot should say, 'Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. And if the ear should say, 'Because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body,' it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were just an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but only one body."
And I think that's kind of cool when you think about it, though, because even when you're talking about the different churches, we have so many different denominations of churches, but really we're all supposed to be one functioning body in Christ to come about with his will and his way for our life. And that's, if we all come together and work together as one, then we accomplish more than being separated away from each other.
That's correct. And I like how it says it, you know, like, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body. So that could be like you saying, well, I'm not a prophet, so I don't belong to this church. Or I'm not an evangelist, so I don't belong here. Or I'm not a preacher, so I don't deserve to speak. No. We all have to come together to form this one body, which is the church of Jesus Christ. We all have to come together to form the body. So, yes, there is pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets, whatever.
There's also janitors, and there's also bakers.
That's
right.
There's
also people who painters. Just call you and just say, hey, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Every piece is needed, and not every piece can be the pastor. Not every piece can be the teacher. But I think that, you know, we should be excited about the things that God has put into each one of us individually, because he gave it to us in our own uniqueness to be able to influence our sphere that we're put into each day. I can't influence the same people that my husband influences, because he's around a completely different set of people when he goes to work and all these other places that he goes. And the same for me, he doesn't influence the people that I go to work with, but I've been put in that place and that situation with the things that I've been given so that I can influence those people.
And yeah, let's go back about 30 seconds to the part where she was talking about the janitors and blah. Listen, if that don't excite you, I don't know what's wrong with you. You got to get excited right there, because that means you, who you are, not me, not Sheena, not my pastor, you are needed. Not wanted. Yeah, of course we do want you, but it's not like we're out here begging you. No. God needs you, not us. God needs you. So that should excite you in that sense, that you already have a purpose for your life that God has already predestined. I'm sorry. He's pre-designed your life. He knows what you're going to do and why and when and where you're going to do it. But you don't know yet. If you don't know who you are in Christ, that's what we're going to talk about on another episode, is the identity. That's something you got to get down in the first place. That's something that I've struggled with through my whole Christianity time, and
most people struggle with,
and I'm fairly new to this too. When did I start going to the church?
6 years ago.
6 years ago, and for the last 6 years, I hadn't done anything wrong, and that's a joke. So
but you can't see his face.
So. You can't see my face, so I forgot about that. I don't have a camera yet. I was smiling. What I've done is tons of stuff wrong. I have backslidden so many times. It's unbelievable. And it at times feels like I'll never be able to get to as close to God as I used to be. Because when I first received the Holy Spirit and got saved, I was on fire. And I'm saying this to say this. I want to encourage you guys. We're talking about being a part of the body. Go to church. Go find a church, man. Go be a part of something. Go be a part of a body. Because that's how I got into it. I didn't want to go. I hated that my wife went to church. She can tell you about that later. I hated it. But go be a part of something. And listen, people are going to offend you everywhere. Or you're going to feel, even if they're not talking about you across the pew, you might think they are. You got to get that stuff out of your head anyway, because you're there for Jesus and not them anyway. You're there to play your part in Jesus' story that's going to unfold, not their story or yours. So I just encourage you to join a body, which is a church. Who cares the denomination, whatever. If you would like to, you can come to our church. If you're listening close by, we go to church in Thomasville. It's Free Life Assembly of God. The address is on the internet. Pastor Richard Brown, he's a great friend of mine, and he's helped me tremendously. Like, there's at times I've gotten mad at him and he don't even know about it. But I've talked to him, and because I'm human too, you know, I still make these mistakes. I still feel like I don't belong because of all of my slip ups and things. I feel like when I walk into church, people are like, oh, he's back again. Here comes that guy. And I'm not going to say what I think they would be calling me, because it's not time for my testimony yet. When I do my testimony episode, you'll see. I will say that. But to kind of reel myself back on the topic, is there anything you would like to add before, you know, I go to the next verse here, Sheena?
I'll pull us back on the topic.
I'm sorry.
And I'll say,
I'm a rambling man.
Do get yourself connected into a church body. I think that's very important, because iron sharpens iron. So even if you think that it's not important to be a part of a body, it is important to be a part of a body, not only just for yourself, but to also for this reason right here, because we need all the pieces of the body to come together for the body to be able to function. So that means that, you know, even if God has given you a gifting of giving and you just want to give things, you give clothes or you give time or energy, then that can be used in ministry to help other people. There are so many people that just need a phone call to just say, hey, how are you doing? And just to pop in on them and check on them. Or if you're that kind of person that is willing to go to someone's house and just clean up for them when they're in the time of they just can't do anything right now, or just to bake cakes or write letters. Every person is needed, from the very minuscule thing that you can think of all the way to these larger things like pastoring. They're all needed. So please join a church for yourself, but also for other people as well.
Yeah, that's true. And so let's finish up this. I just want to get up to up to chapter 13, and that's where we'll stop. And as I look over what I'm looking at, it's basically what we were just telling you. But this is God's word, not mine. So it's even better. Excuse me. 21 says, the eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those are parts of the body that seem to be weaker and indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. While our presentable parts need no special treatment. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts that lacked it. That's good. So that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. We said that earlier. Verse 28, and God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, of different kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have the gift of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the gifts. And that's the end of that chapter. And there's a lot to swallow in there. And I think my wife has something she wants to share.
I'm just going to share a story. When we talk about bodies, we're talking about the body of Christ, but even he's giving you a representation of a physical thing that you can picture on earth. And so at one time about 7 years ago, I ended up actually tearing my big toe off. And I can tell you from experience that even something that is small as a big toe is very much needed in your entire body. And when the scripture says that when one part hurts, the entire body hurts, that is the truth.
Yeah.
Because just because my little toe was hurt didn't mean the rest of my body was fine, because my entire body was in pain and my entire body had to suffer through what was going on with my one little tiny piece of my body.
Right.
So every piece does matter and every piece is important and every piece does affect all the other pieces and parts.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I've broke my leg racing motocross when I was, I don't know, between 15 and 16 years old. And it was in a cast where my leg had to be bended for months and months. And that affected my whole body. You know why? Well, now I got to learn to walk on crutches. Now I got to learn how to deal with pain. Now I can't ride my motorcycle. Now I can't play baseball in the backyard with my friends. Now I can't play football. It was an adjustment. So even though it was just my leg that got hurt, my whole body suffered. So that's what it said in the Bible just then. If one suffers, then we're all going to suffer with them. If one something great happens to one, we're all going to rejoice with them. That's the way it is supposed to be. That's not necessarily how it is in some churches today. There's a lot of churches going around that are weak, and they're falling off of their faith, and they're just not being strong in God's word. But we're going, on this podcast, we're going from God's word. If you hear that, that's my Bible. I mean, we're going from the word. We're not going to veer from it. We're not going to give you our interpretation of it, which we kind of are. But you're still going to get God's word. So, with that being said, I like it says, is everybody an apostle? Is everybody a prophet? Is everybody this? Is everybody that? So, don't get down on yourself because you're not the preacher. He's not on a pedestal. He's not, if I could say it figuratively because I can't show you, he's not 7 foot tall and you're 2 foot tall. No. Y'all both are 2 foot tall. Even if you're just somebody as a church goer, but maybe you tithe a lot. Maybe you tithe the amount you're supposed to. Maybe you give more than you're supposed to. Maybe your smile or your voice or you saying hey to somebody is what our church needs or that church needs. So don't be discouraged. I feel like I'm called to be either like a speaker, like to crowds, or a preacher. I just know that calling's on my life. And it's funny, I just said that because God, as I said that, said, look at what you're doing right now. If one person listens to this and gets something that they didn't have before or gets saved or something from this podcast, just one, I've done my job. Because I'm not making this podcast to make money or anything like that. There is a subscribe button if you want to subscribe. There is a donation button if you want to donate. But you don't have to. I'm not asking you to by any means. I work a job. My wife works a job. We have our kids. We're fine. We're not rich. We're not poor. We're rich compared to a lot of other countries. Y'all should sit and think about that too, you know. Look at some of the people who don't even have running water and things of that nature. But anyway, so do you have anything else to add?
I just want to say that off subject of this.
Remember, this is our first episode, so if it is a lot of rambling and ongoing things like that,
we're not going to guarantee it's going to get better.
No, we're not, but I can guarantee you I'm going to bring you God's word and try to help you. I can guarantee that, but go ahead.
I was just going to say this is our first podcast. But we do have another one that we will be uploading on Saturday. We're doing a Bible study with our family. And on Friday night, we're going to sit down and talk about it. And on Saturday, we'll be sharing all that information with you guys. We have 4 boys and 1 little infant daughter. So we will all sit down together with Shabbat Friday night as our family. But if you guys
now, want to follow along. Wait a second. What's Shabbat for people who don't know?
So if you don't know what Shabbat is, it's a Jewish tradition, but they come together on Friday nights and they have dinner together with their family, and it's their time of rest and to honor God.
Okay,
there's
so
a lot
why
of beautiful rituals that go into it, but we won't get into all that right now. We will share a whole message on that one day for you if you'd like.
I'm pretending to be a listener here. Let me ask you, why would we do something Jewish if we're not Jewish?
Well, the Bible says that we are born into Jewish to be Jewish, that we're all considered part of Israel if you are
right
in Christ. So, as of now, Gentiles would be someone who's
so
not
what have
Christ.
We been talking about this whole time? We're one body.
Exactly.
So,
but the Bible talks about, in Ephesians, talks about being one new man.
Yeah.
And that's the Jews and Gentiles coming together as one.
To form what?
Teaching. So it's to form one church.
That's right.
But it's a great teaching, and we will talk about that at another time. But our family does celebrate Shabbat on Friday nights.
Right.
And so we will be sitting down to do that on Friday night. And the study that we're going through is on the Bible app, and it's called 365 Chronological Bible.
We're going through the Bible from the beginning.
From the very beginning with our family.
Yes, and if the study itself is correct, you know, then it's going to be done in the order that
yes,
things happened. It won't be Genesis 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well,
it might be Genesis 1, 2, and then you might go to Jeremiah for something.
It
goes
jump,
by.
Yes.
That's
it
right.
It would jump.
I just want to clear that up.
Yes. But, so we're doing that with our family if you guys want to follow along, but we'll share that information on Saturday with you guys. It would just everybody's thoughts and ideas and just something fun to do together.
Okay. And also, another reason we celebrate Shabbat is just because God says in the Bible to keep his feast and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they done the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Pentecost, and all those. And it seems like America has stopped.
Yeah.
We celebrate just Christmas and
there's a lot.
Easter and... That's what we call it, but you know, we all know Easter ain't about a bunny, it's about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. But anyway, so there's a lot of feast and stuff in the Bible, and God says to keep those and that you will also continue to do those in heaven. So that's a revelation we got from our church. Our pastors and stuff showed that to us.
Yes.
And so that's why we're trying to honor that. And I don't know why this is coming to my head, because I haven't read this guy's book yet. But I have a good friend that used to work at Teen Challenge in Kentucky. He's got a book out right now. His name is Stephen Hargis. Look him up on Facebook. Look up Stephen Hargis, and you'll see all the information. I'm pretty sure the book's called What Every Teen Should Know. I could be wrong, so don't hold me to that. I hadn't got my copy yet. It's already pre-ordered, but I'm telling you, he would know. And that book is God, is Spirit-led. I do know that. So just look him up, and, you know, he's got videos and stuff on there talking about the book. If it seems like something you're interested in, give it a shot. It came to my head for a reason. I didn't put it in my head on my own, so I feel like the Spirit told me to say that. And, yeah, so this was our first episode of the Soldier of God podcast. And,
Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Yes.
A lot of rambling, but we're sorry. We'll get used to it, I promise.
We will get it right. We will get it right. And we'll get the editing right at some point and all that. But just keep coming back and listening to us, man. We're going to have some good stuff to say. And we hope you have a great rest of your day and be blessed. And we love you. And Jesus loves you as well.
Amen.